Hello, and thanks again for a call to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff Chapman down here in Pikeville, Tennessee, bringing you the Word of God today. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and we're going to move into a verse 5. It says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." This is a powerful passage, as are all the passages in the Bible, but this one especially challenges me when it says, let your conversation, let's let our words, let's let our attitudes, let's let our whole lifestyle, our whole manner of lifestyle be without covetousness. Now we know that the Ten Commandments tell us, thou shalt not covet. And it tells us what not to covet there, the neighbor's house, the neighbor's wife, the neighbor's beast, whatever is thy neighbor's, because we're commanded to fulfill the law by loving our neighbor as ourselves. So it tells us to let a life be without covetousness. It also tells us in 1 Corinthians, when it's speaking of who to turn away from, who to put out of the church when they're unrepentant, and one of those is a covetous man. We see the sin of a man called Balaam in the Bible, and he was covetous. Balaam represents covetousness. What is covetousness? If we're commanded to let our life and our words be without it, that means none of it, then what is it? Well, covetousness is lust. Paul said, I would not know it was wrong to lust if the scripture had not said, thou shalt not covet. So covetousness is lust. Covetousness is want. One brother said it this way, covetousness is saying, God, you are not enough. That's powerful. We are to be free from the lust and desire and want of things, of stuff, of money. Do we need some things? Some. How much? How many tractors does a man need? How much land does a man need? How many cars? How many trucks? How many houses? How many $100 bills? Oh, you can insulate yourself so that you've got every problem in your life figured out. You've got enough money for this kind of cancer and this kind of surgery, and if this transmission or this engine blows and you can replace it, you got all the things figured out. But where does faith come in? Do you need God if you've got all that? Maybe not, if you don't think you do. So the Bible's telling you and I here, very simply, let your conversation be without covetousness. How many times do we do it ourselves or have hurt others? I want one of those. I'm going to get one of those. I need one of those. If I could ever get, you know, it's just, it never ends. I heard one real polite Mennonite man. I was at his farm here in Tennessee, a beautiful, beautiful place in the foothills of the mountains, and he had a pretty little spot, and up the hill from him was the most classic old just country barn in the most perfect setting with trees and cows around it. And I said, is that your land and barn up there? too? And he said, no, that's my neighbor's, but I wish it was mine and he had a better one. Now that was interesting. It was humorous, but did you get it? You know, that's our sanctified covetousness, I call that. I wish I had that one and he had a better one. Yeah, that sounds good, but really, how many barns does he need? How much hay? How many cows? Sure, it's nice to, it's okay to say, that's pretty, that's nice, what a nice place, and that's okay, but it's, I want that, I've got to have that, I'm going to have that. And you work yourself to the bone, you kill yourself, you mean to everybody around you, stepping on whoever you have to step on to get it. So get rid of it. Get rid of the covetousness in your heart. Search your heart. Say, am I covetous? Am I full of greed? Am I full of lust? He says to be content with such things as ye have. What do you have? What do you have? You know, what do you have? If you ain't got nothing, be content having nothing, he said. What do you have? You have your life. You have your health. You have your wife, your children. You know, think of what you do have. There's something. Everybody has something. The air you're breathing, don't be ambitious to get. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Well, these are some good thoughts, and there's no end to the illustrations we could create, but I think we get the message. God said, let your conversation be without covetousness. The Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. You want to be rich? You want to have it all? Be content, and you will be the richest man on planet Earth. The rich man that has everything, so say, is still fighting to get more, and he's got to lock up and guard and protect what he has. But oh, the man that's learned godliness and contentment. In other words, learn how to be content being godly. If you and I could learn how to be content just being godly, you would never lack. You would be the happiest man on planet Earth. Peace be unto you this day. Remember to read your Bible and obey what you read. We love you. If you'd like to leave a message, 099 will access the voicemail. And you can leave a message, prayer request, complaint, comment, whatever we can do to help you, we'll do our best. Jesus bless your day.